Good morning, happy Easter, happy Resurrection Sunday. We're so glad that you have taken the time to either join by video or listening sometime during the week as we celebrate our risen Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus the Messiah. Glad Resurrection Sunday. We're so glad that you have taken the time to either join by video or listening sometime during the week as we celebrate our risen Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus the Messiah. Glad that you have chosen to take this time, even in a virtual way, to be able to join with others in spirit and in truth, to worship the one who is worthy of our worship, our praise, our adoration, Jesus. Glad that you are tuning in and listening and participating this morning. There is great joy. And so as we often do on Sunday mornings, on Resurrection Sunday mornings, I want to lead you in a bit of a call and response. Even though you may be doing it just in the comfort of your own home and not with others in a larger group in a church building, still want to do it together. When I say he is risen, you at home say he is risen indeed. All right, let's try it. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. Amen and amen. He is risen indeed. And that is the reason that we gather this morning to be able to worship and to celebrate our risen King. Many of you on this day would be coming with great joy, maybe coming with your Sunday best, maybe coming with family or friends to be able to worship the Lord. Maybe looking forward to plans after the service of gathering for those traditional Easter meals that you share with family and friends, or those traditional activities that you do with others on Easter. But today is a different day, isn't it? Today, with our quarantine and stay-at-home orders, this is an Easter unlike probably any of us have ever experienced. An Easter where we are not gathering together as a body of believers, but gathering in our homes in spirit and in truth. And so for many of us this morning, as we come to this time of joyous celebration, there is a level of sadness. There is a level of sorrow, a level of loss, because this is not what we are used to, and it is not what we would choose to have, though we are following these guidelines in obedience to our leaders and out of love for others. It's not what we would choose. And in some ways, we are like those women who came to the tomb on that resurrection Sunday, that first day of the week, coming not with the expectation to find a risen Savior, even though Jesus said he would rise again, but coming to anoint his body, coming with sorrow, coming with disappointment, coming with loss. And yet Jesus, the resurrected one, met them in the midst of their sorrow, in the midst of their sadness, in the midst of their loss and their disappointment, and brought the greatest joy that they could ever experience. The fact that he had overcome, that he was alive, that he was risen. And so this morning, that same Jesus is able by his Spirit to meet us in the midst of our sadness, in the midst of our sorrow, in the midst of our disappointment and loss. He is able to meet us in a powerful way so that there might be renewed joy as we celebrate his resurrection. As we begin, let's pray and let's welcome the presence of the Spirit of God to manifest the presence of Jesus in our midst, that the one who is resurrected, that we would encounter him this day. Let's pray. Father, on this Resurrection Sunday, there is joy because you, Lord Jesus, are not dead. You are alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. We rejoice and we celebrate that we serve a risen Savior. And though, Father, it's not the way we would desire to celebrate this day, we would love to be able to be with other brothers and sisters in Christ, to have times with family and friends and extended family and friends to celebrate the goodness of your love and your overcoming death in the grave. But Lord, there is that sadness, there is that loss, there is that disappointment. Just like the women that you met that morning, Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, we welcome you to come and to meet each of us, to bring joy in the midst of sorrow, to bring gladness in the midst of loss and disappointment. Father, may we truly have an Easter that we will never forget, a Resurrection Sunday that we will never forget, not because of some of the ways that we have always done it, but because we have met you in a fresh way, that we have met you in a way that has forever changed us. So come, Holy Spirit, to do that. We welcome you. Lead us in our time of praise and worship as we gather around your word as well. Father, lead us and meet us here. We welcome you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning and happy Easter. I hope you all can find some encouragement in this morning's worship as we fix our eyes upon Jesus together, especially during these times of uncertainty, where some may be facing fear and worry. Let us just rest in peace in knowing that our God displayed his love for us on that cross, displayed his goodness, and proved his sovereignty over death. And if our God is sovereign over death, then he is sovereign over anything that we may face in this life. So let us hold on to the peace of knowing his goodness and his love and his mercy that he proved to us on that cross at Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing that it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdens were found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned, then I trembled at the law I spurned, till my guilty soul and home turned to Calvary. Great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdens all found liberty at Calvary. Now I give to Jesus everything, now I own him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Grace that brought it down to men. Oh, the mighty call that God did spend at Calvary. Mercy there was great, grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdens were found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great, grace was free, pardon
God. He could have called 10,000 angels as he was upon that cross, but he chose to take our sins upon himself out of love and out of mercy so that we could have a relationship with him. What a blessing. Thank you.
garden where he prayed. They led him through the streets in shame. They spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, crucify him, he's too right. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you, man. Upon his precious head, they placed a crown of thorns. They laughed and said, behold the king. They struck him and they cursed him, and they mocked his holy name. All alone he suffered everything. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you, man. When they nailed him to the cross, his mother stood nearby. He said, woman, behold the Son. He cried, I thirst for water, but they gave him none to drink. Then the sinful man was done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me. To the howling mob he yielded, he did not for mercy cry. The cross of shame he took alone. And when he cried, it's finished, he gave himself to die. Salvation's wondrous plan was done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you.
God, we praise you this morning. We gather together worshiping you for your goodness, your greatness, and your mercy and your love. God, we praise you and we thank you that this was not the end of the story. You took our sins upon that cross, God. You paid the ransom of our sins, God. You paid the price so that we could know you. And then 3 days later, you rose again. Jesus, you were resurrected. You overcame death. And now we don't have to fear, but we can have hope in you, in who you are, and confidence that you are who you say you are, Jesus. God, we thank you for loving us, even when we were yet sinners. And so, God, we love you in return because you first loved us. And Jesus, we ask that you would grow this love within us for you, but also for those around us. God, you were willing to take not only my sins, but every single person is a precious one in your eyes, God, that you died for. So help us all to see every single person the way that you see them, as someone worth dying for. And let us live this out in these days ahead, Jesus. Amen.
The moon and stars, they wept. The morning set was dead. The Savior of the world was falling. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. Forever, He is glorified. hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, the Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome.
Hallelujah, God. Jesus, we continue to just praise you this morning. God, you are our King. It is so amazing and wonderful that you, our King, would lay down your life for us. Jesus, we sing hallelujah because you have saved us, something that we could never do on our own. God, we try and try again to be good and we continually fail. But now, thanks to your sacrifice on that cross, we don't have to rely on ourselves, but only upon you, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for not only saving us from our sins, but for also giving us the strength while we are here on this earth to overcome them. God, you have given us victory in your name, and we praise you and we thank you for that.
Love, how can it be
amazing level. I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing level. How can it be that you might give your life for me? Amazing level.
Heavenly Father, let us just honor you in everything that we do from this day forward. God, set our hearts on fire for you. God, each morning that we wake up, let this good news come to our minds and our hearts as if it were the very first time that we are hearing it. God, let this fire within us not be quenched, but only grow bigger with each and every day. And God, we just ask that you would draw us ever closer to you in these days ahead. And that as you do that, you would shape our hearts, God. You would transform our desires and our will and line it up with yours and use us to further your kingdom here on this earth. God, we just praise you and we thank you. We just ask, Lord, that you would be with us today and tomorrow and forevermore in a way that is so evident to the world around us. God, use us to draw them to you. Pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.